Hey guys, welcome back to Pods and Rec, episode 9, part 2. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Brad.
And the conversation you're about to listen to is a continuation from the previous episode where we sat down and talked with Tammy and Drew about Parks and Rec. We're moving into the episode called The Christmas Scandal. Enjoy.
Episode 12, it's called The Christmas Scandal. It aired December 10th, 2009. Synopsis is, Leslie is falsely accused of having sexual relations with a sleazy Pawnee councilman. Meanwhile, the rest of the office takes on Leslie's work while she deals with the scandal. And Officer Dave has more surprising news for Leslie. Oh, wonder what that's gonna be.
So what's your first thought?
Episode?
Yeah, it's your first impression.
Brad.
What you think? What you thinking about? What Brad. You got brewing in there?
I mean, Brad. Just because it Brad. Has Brad. Councilman in here, it was Brad. Definitely cave sex.
Bringing it back.
Yeah, a couple episodes ago.
How does he get all his ladies?
He's really good.
I don't know. I guess.
I'm really good.
It might just be how they always talk about Pawnee as kind of like a lesser city, you know? Maybe it's just not really that hard to find women who want to have sex with you. So if you're a councilman, you can probably use that to a pretty big advantage.
He's a Pawnee 10.
He's a Pawnee 10. That's true. Yeah.
I came across a term in my Antarctica research many years ago where the men there referred to women like the most attractive women there is an Antarctic 10. Which anywhere else outside of Antarctica, they'd be like a 7 or an 8, maybe.
Oh, man.
But, you know, with the slim pickings in Antarctica, Antarctic 10.
This is a real thing.
That's on, like, the Antarctica.com glossary page. That's not a real website, but it's something like that.
So Pawnee is Antarctica, is what you're trying to...
This councilman is a Pawnee 10.
Hmm.
Probably because he's wealthy.
Probably. The Antarctic.
And he's very good.
So how badly did you want to see the entirety of the government Follies? The very beginning, the play that they were doing that was basically a bunch of inside jokes of what happened in Pawnee over the year.
Well, you know, for a lot of the episodes, too, they have, like, you know, bloopers and stuff that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. I wouldn't be surprised if that was one of them, where they just had a whole bunch of takes that they had from that Pawnee.
Gotta buy the Blu-ray.
Yeah, so producers, if it's not on there and you release a special edition of the show, come on, we want to see Follies.
Yeah, just let us know. Mm-hmm. We'll talk it out.
Drew, first impressions?
Nobody asked me the first impressions in the last episode.
You don't know what to prepare for. I'm throwing up.
Drew's sweating right now.
This Demolition
episode,
Man!
I thought this episode was much better. I laughed a lot more. A lot more Andy. Good Andy episode.
Good old Andy.
Yeah, he didn't have anything to do with the Follies, but it was really good.
Yeah, it was a lot more slapstick.
At this point, he's not officially part of the Parks and Rec Department just yet, so that's why he wasn't there. But first impressions, it was off to a good start with that introduction.
It was.
Yeah. So the other thing that was going on, besides the scandal going on with Councilman Dex Hart, there's also that they're in the middle of putting together Pawnee's Winter Wonderland in Lot 48. Mm. There's some pretty good moments in the very beginning when they're in the middle of organizing that. Leslie said that they didn't want what happened last year to happen again, and Jerry's response...
It was just parts.
So I'm really not sure what really happened there. Well, did he have himself?
They were talking about the Santa suit, right? Yeah. Like, they were like, please remember to use the bathroom before you put on the Santa suit. Because we don't want what happened last year to happen.
So apparently Jerry just farted all over some kids, right?
Possibly like, sharded in the Santa suit.
Oh, no.
Poor Jerry. The other funny moment in that scene was Tom's reaction to the tree lighting.
That's a really big deal.
It is. Thank you.
Listen to that tree lighting's gonna be dope.
So they announced that they're gonna have a tree lighting on like
internet
online,
radio.
On internet radio.
Like, I do have to say, like, I agree with Tom though. Like, I'm not interested really like in any any tree lighting ceremonies. I don't know really what it is, but like Town Center, one, the crowds are completely terrible, so you don't want to go. But if they weren't, I don't know. It's kind of just like, the tree's lit. Okay, can we go home now? Because I got one of these at home. Like, I can do a tree lighting ceremony over and over again at my house. It's called unplugging and plugging
in. Every year, bring
in
the cats.
you gather the cats around everybody.
Exactly.
But Tyler's holding them on over. Internet radio, though, that's the important
thing. I mean, it could be. Can we have an internet radio right here.
I mean, next year, we'll have a pause and rec tree lighting. You can all hear it.
It's going to be terrible.
And then you're going to sing the Charlie Brown song?
Our ratings will plummet. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
There's a lot going on in this episode.
Yeah.
This episode's all over the place.
It is all over the place, if you really think about it. We got in the middle of having this... It kind of...
What were you doing there?
What?
Brad was hip-hopping over here.
He's doing the hip-hop over there.
The hip-hop.
You hop with the hippies.
I was imagining a hip-hop remix of the Charlie Brown Christmas song.
And how would it go?
Christmas time is here.
Why are you chopping up that?
Yeah.
You didn't even sing any of it. I was like your backup man, and you just went like, Jason Derulo.
I don't have...
This is the second time I've mentioned him. I don't know why.
I don't have 50 Cent here. I mean, come on.
I got some in my purse. Do you want some?
You're so funny.
Two of the corniest things of the night.
I'm not proud of it. I'm
married people.
We're sorry, everybody.
Marriage.
What have we done?
That was an all around terrible joke.
Back to Parks and Rec.
We'll edit that out too.
So.
I was going to ask.
Okay, go ahead.
I haven't been rewatching the series with you guys, but I think I got the vibe that this was the first hint at an Andy April relationship.
They've been kind of building on it a little bit. There was a previous episode where everybody was on a hunting trip. Do you remember that episode? And it was just Andy and April in the office.
Alone at the department.
And she had to sit there on the phone waiting for something. And so he entertained her the whole time. And that was kind of the introduction of their little, like,
so that's friendship. Why she began to like him. Isn't it?
Yeah.
This is her, I don't know, beginning to show it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is her, like, hanging out in front of the shoe shine a little bit more. And
tricking him into giving her what
she's kind of, at this point, she's kind of just, like, always there. Like, in the last episode, she was in the pool hall area, like, you know, and you didn't see her at all except for, like, one small comment that she made at one time. But she's kind of just anywhere Andy is. She's been kind of there for, like, the past few episodes. But this really was kind of like a...
The first, like, big reveal that, like, you started getting the feeling that something was occurring there. Mm-hmm. Especially because, you know, Andy kind of helps April try to figure out what to get her, you know, her gay boyfriend for...
Yeah, so April asks Andy, and it's kind of like you kind of realize throughout the episode that it's a veiled question. She's asking Andy, like, what she should get for one of her gay boyfriends, and in turn, it's to kind of really figure out what Andy wants for Christmas.
I've been thinking about your gay boyfriend all day.
Yes.
That was probably one of the funniest things that happened the entire episode.
I agree.
Was Andy saying that. But his ideas of what to get was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like a 10-minute
spray tans.
Spray tans certificate.
Spray tans.
Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
I like how that was his.
Assless Chaps.
Assless Chaps.
Yeah, what was the name of the ab workout DVD? It was like 10-minute abs or something.
Yeah, it was like
10-minute ab exercise dance or something like that.
Brazilian abs or something like that. But, I mean, I guess Andy being a simple guy, these make sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's really been experienced to.
Yeah.
He probably literally just Googled, like, gay men.
Maybe.
If Google was a thing back then.
What was the magazine he was reading as he was, like, sitting there? It was, all I could see was like a very tan.
It could have been
chest.
Do you think he researched this?
It could have been like male wrestler.
That's what I kind of got the impression of what he was doing. Because the way that he was, like, looking through it, he wasn't even paying attention to anybody that was going by. He was just like, shoe shine, shoe shine. He's like, oh, hey! And just, like, slams down this, like, what almost looked like a dirty magazine.
Yeah, erotic really magazine.
Magazine.
It looked like a questionable bodybuilder.
Questionable bodybuilder.
Men's health. Men's health.
Okay.
Gentleman court.
I've never looked at men's health, but is it like
another prelude to him bulking up for Jurassic World?
Hey-o. When he's doing research, he's like, this is what the men do.
At what point did he know he was going to be in Jurassic World? Is that like 2013?
Probably.
Yeah. So
no
we still
earlier
have ways.
Than 2013.
Well, he really started bulking up. For Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, that's right. And that was probably like 2011 when he found out, maybe.
Yeah, forgot
started bulking up for production. So I think in a couple of...
The show was over by the time he was doing Jurassic World.
Yeah, a couple of seasons we'll start seeing...
him kind of lose weight.
A thinner, sexier. Not that he's not sexy right now. I think he's adorable and I'd do him in a heartbeat. Season 2, Andy.
He would
but,
be a
you
good
know.
Body pillow.
Oh, he would be a great body.
That was one of your options.
Pre-bodybuilding Andy.
Pre-bodybuilding Andy.
What about Jerry, though? I feel like he'd be a good bodybuilder.
You mentioned that before. You're still... I think you're serious about your Jerry bodybuilding.
I just
Jerry
feel like if you're soft. Too muscly, like, who would even want to cuddle with you? It feels like a pile of rocks.
Soft man.
So if Jerry's your body pillow, if you squeeze him, does it make little fart sounds?
Oh, no.
Squeeze him so many times.
Old
Jerry. It's just farts.
It's just farts.
Well, you've already seen him without his pants on, so.
So you squeeze him and he goes...
It was just farts.
It's very breathy, too.
So you have to face him the other way from you.
It was just farts. So the main storyline in this episode is the Pawnee Sun, which is Pawnee's newspaper, and kind of Pawnee media in general, blow out of proportion a meeting that Leslie and Councilman Dexhart have and make it into them actually having an affair.
I'm sorry, I just forgot I had this one.
Okay, forget it. Let's all pretend Jerry wasn't born.
Oh. Poor Jerry. Why did you have to bring that up again?
I'm sorry. Go on.
Poor
Sexy Dexy strikes again.
Yeah, Sexy Dexy strikes again. And so Leslie basically has to, you know, she goes on, what is it? What's the TV show called? Do you know?
Pawnee Today.
Is it Pawnee Today? Yeah. So they have... because the Pawnee Today and then the Pawnee Sun is their newspaper. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she has to, like... She jumps through all these hoops to kind of prove that she doesn't have a relationship with Councilman Dexhart, including going on Pawnee Today with Joan Calamazzo, who has a special surprise guest for Leslie, and it's Councilman Dexhart. And he tries to be, like, all coy, like, you have a mole on your right butt cheek. We're totally dating and having sex. And Leslie totally moons Joan Calamezzo and proves that they're not having a relationship.
No molegate.
No molegate, yeah. No it's just so molegate. Funny to watch them, like, how quickly kind of, like, the media spins the stuff in the show. And, like, that's part of the humor. Just...
So, speaking of the media, I wanted to talk a little bit about Purrd.
Because
I found some pretty interesting... Well, first of all, he introduces, when they see his segment about Leslie, he calls her Leslie Norp.
Leslie Norple.
But I did a little bit of research on the actor that plays Purrd happily. His name is Jay Jackson. And apparently, he primarily plays reporters and news anchors. Did you know that?
In TV shows?
In TV.
Yes.
That's his, like, his thing.
He's perfected it.
I do want to say I've seen him as one before.
There's more to it. So I made a list of all the things that he has been either a reporter or news anchor on.
Okay.
There's a new show called Supergirl that he's doing, that he's in, apparently. I don't know anything about. I haven't watched it if it's any good. He's in Scandal, Blood Talk, Pretty Little Liars, Revenge, the movie Battleship, Fred the Show, Body of Proof, The Mentalist, Fast Five, The Closer, and Dexter were some of the ones that he all played. And some of them were like longer parts, some of them were shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty heavy-hitting parts, too. Like,
yeah, Pretty Little Liars, that's one of my favorite shows.
But
and
that's
I'm not being sarcastic.
that's not it for Jay Jackson. What? He still has
Jay
more.
Jay Jackson's got more?
Jay what? Jackson is, like, pretty freaking interesting. So he also owns his own company called the Los Angeles Reporters Clinic, where he teaches actors to play reporters.
Shut up.
Yes.
Jay Jackson, come on this show, you hot piece of work.
And if that was not enough for him, he also is an award-winning journalist, and he's apparently a big-name jazz musician. Like, what?
That's impressive.
Yes, he's like a big jazz singer, and he plays piano.
Duke Silver.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they model Duke Silver after him?
Yeah. So, Jay Jackson, if you want to come on the show, we totally have you.
Exactly. I would totally
hashtag
have
Jay Jackson on this one.
Hashtag Jay Jackson is the shit.
I kind of really do want to go to his acting class of learning how to talk like a reporter. Because I really want to do that constantly in my daily life.
Every time I hear acting classes anymore, I think of Parks and Rec. I think of Arrested Development with Carl Weathers. He has an acting class that he just, like, is a big sham. Not that Jay Jackson is a sham. I think he's probably a very good actor reporter slash actual reporter slash
Megan Fox went there when she was preparing for her role in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Interesting. No, the Carl Weathers actor?
No, Purge. Reporter, because she played April O'Neil.
Did she really?
No, oh. You made that up.
Oh, you made that up. Okay.
Because April O'Neil's a reporter.
I mean, how successful would the workshop be, really? Because, like, isn't doing, like, news reporting just, like, she ate the biscuit and then she died? Like, that's the inflection on all news reports.
That's probably what you think.
We'll have to have Jay Jackson on the show to explain it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jay Jackson, you need to solve the mystery.
Do you think he coached Mo Collins playing Joan Calamezzo?
Maybe. I mean, that's definitely possible.
Depends on if she had news reporting back in her Mad TV days. You never know.
I mean, anybody who can play Stewart's mom, she might have perfected it a little bit more. Which she definitely did. I think she could play anything.
Yeah, so it's really difficult to keep that in, that little piece of information of Parks and Research, but I wish you would have saw me when I discovered this.
You've been so giddy about it all day.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun. I was just like, holy shit,
it just keeps going.
It did. Once I made the realization that he was, like, that's his thing, his trademark is that he's a news anchor, I was like, that's pretty crazy, and I was like, you want a fucking business?
What? Business to play news.
And you're a jazz singer? My life is boring.
He's got, like, the perfect life, though, because he probably gets paid at least, like, $10,000 to $15,000 a spot, like, just for his little... And I could have a totally, like, warped sense of what TV actors get paid for small parts, but hey, at least $3,000 to $5,000 here and there, like, that's not bad.
I mean, he's one of my favorite reoccurring characters, and you see him too. More and more, so.
You go, Glenn Kogo.
You heard it. With Purd.
Yes. So Donna's reaction to the Sexy Dexy Strikes Again was pretty great, where she's just basically like, oh yeah, Leslie.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Yeah. There's something else that happens with Leslie, though, that makes me kind of sad. Louis C.K.
So, I mean, there's so much going on in this episode. And not only is she going on with this scandal, but there's also Louis C.K. is leaving, which is obviously because of Louis, but...
Also another great show. I mean...
Yeah.
If you've watched Master of None, I highly recommend watching Louis, because it's very much on the same vein.
It's kind of a more depressing Master of None, but it's good.
It is good. So he's leaving Parks and Rec, so they kind of, like, fabricate a story where he is, like, in the army, kind of, and his reserves are going to San Fran. And so he invites Leslie to go along with him, and he admits in this episode that he loves her, and he wants her to go to San Fran with him, and Leslie... She says no, and my heart broke in that moment, just seeing his face. And I know that there's more to come for Leslie and her, you know, love life and stuff, but Louis C.K., I think, is just, like, such a powerful actor sometimes, and he can really get away with stuff in just, like, emotional expressions.
Yeah, I felt like him as Dave was pretty convincing. Like, I don't think that's really his background as an actor per se, but I think he did a really good job.
And it's almost like he's awkward to the point of having, like, slight Asperger's, which is, like, I don't know. I think it makes his character really interesting.
It does.
Like, his social interactions.
Yeah. I also like in that scene whenever the camera's interviewing him and asking clearly if he loves Leslie, and he goes, he thinks what they're talking about, does he love the army? And he's like, oh, you meant Leslie?
Oh, yeah. You meant Leslie.
Yeah, that's really sad. I always remember that I feel like he was there for longer than he really was, but their relationship is really, like, what, 4 episodes?
Maybe, if that.
Sorry.
It's okay. We have to, like, bleep out a lot of what Tyler says all the time, so.
I mean, I can see that.
Yeah.
Tyler still, to this day, does not own up to the fact that he spoils things for people.
All the time. Remember whenever we were talking about what show we want to watch, and he's like, oh, the great thing about that show is this, this, and this happens, and you're just like, what?
God damn it, Tyler! Shut your mouth!
He spoiled my Christmas present once.
Shut your beautiful mouth!
He did.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a damn good Christmas present, too.
He spoils the ones that I get him every year. He finds out what they are probably, like, a month in advance. Kind of terrible. But I still love you.
You hear that, Tyler? Next year, you're getting lumps of coal.
Tyler doesn't listen
to
this.
You just spoiled his gift.
Oh, yeah. How's it feel?
No, I'm actually a pretty lucky girlfriend. He doesn't listen to this, so I can talk as bad about him as I want. You're the worst.
Oh, God.
So, one of the other many things that is also happening in this episode is that since Leslie's hiding out because of the made-up scandal, everybody has to go around and do things that she would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Ron in the forum, and the lady complains about why that she found a sandwich in the park and is complaining because it didn't have mayonnaise on it. That's one of my favorite moments.
He didn't think she was being serious. He just laughed, and she's like, excuse me? And he's like, oh.
Yep, and the dude afraid of the turtle flu.
Yeah.
I already have swine flu. I'm afraid of the turtle flu.
I love when he's going to that, I guess some seminar given by, like, the head of City Hall.
Uh-huh.
And then they say that Leslie's supposed to be getting up and giving, like, a presentation.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, well, I guess Ron's going to be standing in for it. And he's like, yep. Yes.
I love the look on. Yes, I love the look of excitement on April's face. She's just like, oh, yeah.
I wish they had shown that, though.
That would be in an outtake. So I wish that they showed, like, even just a moment of him standing up there and doing, like, one of his stupid toast that he'll do, that it's just like, here is paper, this is that, goodbye. Like, he just, like, points at things.
My name's Ron, goodbye.
Well, yeah. I mean, so, I guess, let me ask you, what do you think he gave a presentation on? Personally, my thought is that he stood up and made a chair in front of everybody.
He talked about how to...
Maybe, like, yeah. Ron is a very, very...
I'm sure he could have bullshit his way through.
I expected, when he was going through the list of things he had to do, one of them was teach an arts and crafts class at a senior center or something.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I've seen the episode before, it's been a long time, I have expected them to show him, like, teaching them how to build a piece of furniture or something.
Yeah,
that would have been good.
At a senior center.
Oh, one thing we did forget to mention about the previous episode is that they showed the back of Ron's head, and that he still was, like, the hair was growing back after being shot in the head.
Yeah, that was a nice compliment to the lab, you know, just story arc, kind of.
Yeah, I didn't watch to see what the back of his head looked like, or if they even showed it this episode, but I really like that they came back to that.
Spoiler alert, last episode, Ron got shot in the head.
With a shotgun.
Reverse spoiler.
Reverse spoiler.
If you watch or listen to these in order... You should know by now.
If you're not listening to this in order, you're kind of stupid.
Yeah. What are you doing with your life?
Go watch Zoolander.
Quit eating Cheetos and get a job.
Get out of your mother's basement.
Hey, I still live in my mom's basement. No, I don't really. I'm sorry.
You don't even
know. Though, it sounds like a dream, honestly.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a basement?
My mom doesn't have a basement. Oh, God.
Not in Florida. It's more of a swimming pool type deal. Because
I'd live in a swimming pool. Except then you get real pruney. Told them
where we live, Brad.
What's the difference between that and a waterbed?
Okay.
I used to always want a waterbed.
That sounds so awful. Can you imagine having like a cat or a dog in a waterbed?
The worst.
Every time they would...
Just kneading. Or if the cat started kneading the waterbed,
a friend of mine, a friend of mine's brother had a waterbed, and I don't ever understand why he ever had it, but there was so much like duct tape little areas. Because they had like a million cats.
Just like come home and it's like the thinnest stream just like spewing out.
I used to have a waterbed.
Did you really?
I did. My sister had it, and then like
why?
I had a bunk bed, and I wouldn't get rid of the bunk bed. So yeah.
So your parents are like, "Here's a spare water bed," or they go out and be like, "Pick out which bed you want," and you're just like, "Oh hell yeah!"
Let me be honest; it was much cheaper than getting another bed.
Was it in a race car frame?
It should have been.
Oh my god! I have so many questions now. A water bed?
Who are you? Your
Who
wife didn't
you?
Even know
she didn't
this.
Know how you felt about System of a Down. She didn't know you had a water bed.
My wife has no idea.
Did you ever get any leaks in your water bed?
No. It was super secure.
So you're very unactive in your water bed then.
I mean, it's not like I was going to go jump on it or anything. You know, I crawled into bed and went to sleep.
Brad, I don't know you at all.
Obviously
when
not.
You woke up, did you just feel like you were floating in like
I
a Bahamian
awesome.
Dream?
I felt like I just floated ashore.
I feel like I was... pissing myself in my sleep because I felt like floating in the ocean. Or
you ever get motion sick?
Almost did that this morning. Like, I woke up and I was like, shit, I have to pee. I was like, so that's why I was going to the bathroom in my dream so much.
A self-created water.
It happens a lot, you know? I mean, like, don't lie. Y'all do it too.
Were you sleeping with
like, dreaming
water?
About peeing? And
dreaming about peeing. Well, you're, like, dreaming about... something and like you constantly find yourself like being like I'll be right back and you're going to the bathroom and then at one point it just gets a little bit too much and kind of like jerks you out of sleep and you're like
there have been times I'm at a urinal like in real life and I'm like man it would really suck if I'm dreaming right now and I wake up and I'm just pissing. That thought went through my head today.
And then you really wake up and you are at the urinal and everybody's staring at you.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's like against the wall.
You wake up and you're at work in a meeting. What the fuck?
Drew, why is your pants wet?
Better have your notebook.
I spilled my coffee.
Oh no. Coffee is yellow and brown. What?
Your boss creamer. Walks up to your cubicle. Why does it smell like piss over here? Oh, God. What have I done?
I gotta go home.
Well, that conversation derailed extremely.
One time I did go home early from work because I had a hole in my shoe and I stepped in a puddle of piss in the bathroom.
I told
my supervisor, I was like, look, I have a hole in my shoe and after I went to the bathroom, my socks felt wet.
Oh my god.
She's like, okay, go. I was like, thank you.
Pete in your shoe is cool. Right. Miles Davis.
Ew.
So, yeah.
Ew. There's not a lot of things that gross me out, but that kind of really grossed me out. That story right there.
That took care of it.
It took care
proud
of
you.
Wow.
And I got paid for that time.
What?
I mean, I had to use my PTO.
Paid for the pee shoe.
Paid for the pee shoe.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make a children's book out of that. And this is why you don't pee on the floor. And the armless guy from the rest of
the
government's
going to replace your shoes when they have holes in them. More like
J. Walter Weatherman.
Yeah. anyone have any final thoughts?
I don't even know how to follow up that entire conversation.
Yeah, that's a deep conversation.
How did we get to that? Water
I don't
beds?
Even... Who knows?
Why did we
but
start
we had
talking
fun
about water
doing
beds?
It. That's what's important.
Why did we start talking about water beds?
Because that's my life.
I can't believe I never knew that about you. Wait, what? How old were you when you had a waterbed?
Probably like 8 or 9.
What are you doing an 8 or 9 year old with a waterbed?
That's actually kind of dangerous. Like, you could drown.
It's not like
about the oldest
or
you can
smother
be to
yourself.
Want.
So now I'll go back to
the waterbed. I have a snorkel, like
just in case.
Flippers. I don't know. Yeah, I had a waterbed. It was very
He's
nice.
Left
in
that Koopa suit every night.
Like so that goes back to the previous question. Are you sure it wasn't in a race car?
Yeah.
I mean...
Anyways, we're not going back to this.
I can confirm. This is no race car involved. But...
This is going to bother me. I'm going to have to talk to Vicky about this one.
All right, final thoughts. You still can't get the waterbed out of here.
I'll bet you Councilman Dexhard had a waterbed.
Sure. Yeah, maybe that's how we got on.
I'm sure he's got a waterbed room.
No, it's not.
So Louis C.K.'s leaving. We don't know if this is the episode that he leaves or not, but he's definitely
on his way out.
Andy and April have a little flirt sesh. Leslie is exonerated of all views of possible sexual relations with Councilman Dexhart.
By mooning Joan Calamezzo.
By mooning.
Yeah.
Even wants Darla to play with her.
Darla, go play.
Damn it, Darla.
Darla's like, what? So, I'm really sad at work that nobody really walks Parks and Recreation because of, there's a guy that I work with named Jerry, and all the time I'll just go, damn it, Jerry, and nobody knows.
No one knows?
Nobody knows. Next time I said it today because I needed Jerry for something, and then he was like, oh no, he left early, and I was like, damn it, Jerry! And I was like, perfect!
Let's all pretend that Jerry was never born.
Jerry's a nice guy. But yeah, I feel like there's not enough people that watch Parks and Rec out in the world.
There's not.
Nope.
It's sad.
There needs to be more.
Nobody wanted another office.
Are we choosing our MVP for the episode?
Yes. And I actually don't have one, so I wrote down persuade me.
I choose Louis C.K. because I'm really sad that he's leaving. That's the only reason.
The only reason. Okay. Brad.
This episode, I'm going to choose Ron.
Why?
State your case.
Hear me out. He had to do the most awkward things this episode, including going to a forum, doing like 10 things at once. He had to be Leslie Knope at the time.
He really did break out of his comfort zone.
And I feel like he did it. I mean, Well, I mean, Leslie was tied up with this whole sex scandal and trying to exonerate herself. So, I mean, Ron stepped up, in my opinion.
I like that. And did y'all see, like, how happy the team was to have her back? Like, mm-hmm. That almost brought a little tear to my
looking at her and they're all just smiling. Like, look at her, man. Look at her call, people.
I mean, let's be honest. If we all had a Leslie Knope in our office, we wouldn't have her do anything. So.
True. Oh my god, am I the Leslie Knope of my office?
Oh my god.
Realization found. Oh.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I like her. She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
Doll.
Drewby?
I wanted to give it to April for giving Andy the jersey.
Yeah.
Making him very Andy happy.
He was very Andy happy.
Because it was my favorite moments of the entire series was...
I'll have to...
Damn it. Drew.
You're taking on that role. I think you're enjoying it now.
No, I didn't. I honestly wasn't thinking that.
Okay.
I planned to say that because that's how I felt.
Next episode, I'm going to talk in a different accent and pretend that I'm the guest just so I can be the spoiler queen. Like everyone else.
Hello, love. I'm Margaret.
Do I have an accent?
Next week, we have our good friend Margaret on the show, guys.
I am going to be the judge here.
Are we going to play rock, paper, scissors?
Oh, okay, yeah, we can.
So you should choose scissors,
paper, rock.
I should choose the what?
Choose somebody.
But then I won't have to play. You guys have three rock, paper, different scissors. People.
Do you have to choose someone different?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like...
Oh, hell yeah.
I will choose Andy just because I love him.
Okay. Andy. Dave.
Ron.
April.
Ready? We go rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh! Instant win! Every time, man!
Fatality!
Wow.
Damn! I just killed all them bitches. Andy wins by default. I didn't even have a good reason for it. Everybody write on your little papers. Andy,
I'm okay with
see
that.
You what?
Yeah, you wanted Andy to win last time.
You're okay with that?
So.
No, I didn't.
I mean, you're like two sides of the same coin.
For Ron.
April
you were pushing
Andy,
for Ron.
Like...
Oh,
they both
just
literally
so
did awesome things.
Just so you know, kids, I chose rock, the rest chose scissors.
Foolish mistake. I think we did that last time when we all did scissors, so you're just like, I got this.
I chose Damn Ron. It. I should have been Rock.
Damn it.
What's wrong with you? I just love getting instant wins. Tammy, since you just...
Fatality.
Fatality'd us. Yes. All around.
It's Scissor Paper Rock.
What is your rating?
Okay. I'm going to go with a 3.5 out of 5, because I'm still saving my 5 for the ultimate episode yet to come. And, you know, I'm sad that Louis C.K. is leaving, so that knocks it down a couple points. You know, I'm just, like, super sad. Councilman Deckhart, he kind of grosses me, Dex Hart kind of grosses me out a little bit. That knocked it down a couple points. 3.5 out of 5 Jerry farts.
They're just farts. That's what I meant.
Sounding like. Pretty good.
It was actually really good.
I feel like you actually farted. Like, did you just fart?
Maybe.
Could have been a dog fart. We don't know.
We don't know.
It's just a fart.
Confirmed.
Drew, how would you rate this episode?
I really enjoyed this one. Very good Andy moments. I think I said that about the last one. Mm-hmm. No, I said that in my pre-thoughts or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. 4 out of 5. Love the April Andy beginning of something.
Is that your rating?
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
Oh, I thought April Andy was like
your... No, I forgot to think of one of those.
Four out of five April Andy?
Reggie Wayne jerseys.
Hang on.
You got this.
Councilman Jack's our five
gay boyfriends.
Ooh. Nice. Ooh. A solid choice.
So, I too enjoyed this episode. Like, I'd say more so than most of the other episodes, but I still kind of felt there were many better ones. Mm-hmm. You know, so I would probably give it about 3.5 out of 5. Park sandwiches without mayonnaise.
It's good.
Where's the mayonnaise? What about you?
I also enjoyed this episode. I'm going to rate it a 4 out of 5 raccoons hunting children for sport.
Oh. case of beer to the sanitation department.
This episode was dope.
Dope. I had a couple of runner-ups, though. I was going to say Doomy Eyes. And being mistaken as a lesbian again, multiple times.
No.
And Andy Santa's were the other ones that I was thinking of.
We never even talked about how they kept bringing up Leslie giving Councilman Dexart like a sign that she wanted to have a sexual relationship with her.
Basically, just telling her that she was ready to bear children.
And it's literally just a video of her shaking his hand and, like, maybe adjusting her blazer a little bit. And that's the only other time they've ever met in their lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, any final thoughts? Got it all out? You feel good? Feel good?
I got mine all out.
I had a good time. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome.
Those are my final thoughts.
Well, we do have one final segment.
I'm sorry, I did that too soon.
Whoa!
Premature, thank you.
blew the good thank you on you. Damn it.
Just forgive me if I fall asleep.
You blew the good thank you.
You blew it, literally.
So, Drew, I mean, what's the thing that you're doing right now? Do you have a specific show that you're watching? You know, like a thing that you're doing, maybe a game or a comic, anything.
What you up to?
You're doing?
What would you recommend?
What you watching?
What you want to plug? What you watching? What you doing, boy?
Since he mentioned game, I'm just going to throw in that I didn't have to work on Martin Luther King Day a couple days ago, and I played a video game for the first time in many months. So I feel like I don't have time to play video games anymore. And I played Shovel Knight, Plague of Shadows.
The expansion.
Plague of Shadows, where you play as one of the villains, and that's it's very challenging. One of the hardest things I've ever played.
I'm jealous you didn't have to work on Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like company gives you the choice, and if you choose to work, you get another day off of your choice whenever.
Oh.
As long as management approves it.
Yeah.
So, man, if they gave me a choice to work, I would always choose not work. Like,
always choose do. Not
which
work.
Which is exactly what I did. So. Like, yeah, I
that's a no-brainer. See you Monday. Bye.
Premature PTO for me. Yeah. A series I'm watching now. I just recently started season 2 of the HBO series The Leftovers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Is it good?
It is.
It's
that first episode, though. Hey, weird, right?
No, the whole thing is weird so far.
I know.
Season
but that's it. That's all we're talking about. Because
season
we've
one
only
of the
seen
leftovers,
the first season.
Right, yeah. I ended up loving it, but it took me until the second to last episode. Like,
really?
I liked it up to that point, but it wasn't until the second to last episode, which was, like, the flashback episode.
The flashback
I
was,
remember.
Like, serious really business.
Good. But I was actually hooked on that show within the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it with Tammy,
mm-hmm.
and I was like,
mm-hmm.
dude, this is awesome. And then
mm-hmm.
it kind of, like, trails away of, like, a lot of setup. But you're
mm-hmm.
right, like, that
mm-hmm.
second to last episode, I was like, oh, shit. Oh,
I literally
shit.
Put my hands on my head.
Me
and
too.
I watched it by myself.
Yeah. Because I was watching it with you, and then you couldn't watch it with me,
it.
And Brad wouldn't watch it because I don't know why. And then I was just like sitting there, freaking out on my own. And I remember I called my mom right after because she was waiting for me to watch it, and she was like, "You finally watched it."
But this season two, last night I watched episode 5,
mm.
which focused on Christopher Eccleston's character,
mm.
and it was just him having like the shittiest day ever. And it was so. It was definitely.
That's like how season one is too.
He has the worst luck.
Yeah.
But yeah, and this it continues in this season. But like this for me was the hook episode of season 2. Like
really?
I am now hooked and wanting. Like I wanted to watch another episode just then, but I got tired and went.
Dude, we gotta either like get together and watch it or say
season 2
we're doing
starts
it alone.
Off. It's a strange. Yeah. It's very different.
I
want
to do it with my boo though.
I know. Maybe
season 2
weekend.
Is very different, but good. And, you know, not saying critics are the be-all, end-all, but it's very much critically acclaimed more so than season 1. So I'm hoping it continues to get better.
Having critically acclaimed, like, tagged to your title is just, like, gold.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
You're good to go if you're critically acclaimed.
Good to go.
It's like having, like, tenure or something if you're a professor.
Yeah.
Like, you're just good.
Yeah.
You're fine now. You made it.
What I've been watching is going to be pretty quick. I've been catching up on a little thing called CSI Miami.
Oh, no.
You are living with Tyler.
Everyone says that.
He loves that show.
I just recently learned
my
of his David Cruz, so.
My mom that. Even said that,
Your mom
too.
Even knew, yeah.
She came to like dinner with my parents and she started mentioning CSI Miami. And my mom's just like, oh shit. And she's like,
you know
how much Tyler loves Caruso? It's pretty funny. Even my mom knows it.
I mean, I kind of love Caruso too. Like, he's pretty dope.
So,
he's the worst.
He wears his sunglasses at night.
Me and your boyfriend were in a.
Yeah, boyfriend.
We were in a forensics class together and they showed. CSI frequently.
Stop.
Yeah, I was in that same class.
I noticed after
not the
this,
same time, but
this,
same
she
teacher.
Started showing CSI Miami that he started wearing sunglasses.
Of course he did. Of course
and
he did.
I was like, oh my god, he's just doing a David Caruso, and like every once in a while.
Hey now,
you know,
CSI Miami has a character from Empire Records on it. Roy Cochran, he's in it.
What?
Pretty cool. But Tyler is not allowed to watch that show like with a blanket over him because I feel like he gets like a mini chub for David Caruso. So I have to just be like, shut it down.
Secret is get a notebook, man. Haven't you learned from like sixth grade? Come
He's
on,
like,
cover
I'm just
up.
Sketching.
Boy.
His phone, his giant 6S Plus is like big enough to. Wait, no, I'm not going to say that. Oh, crap.
I'm going to leave.
I take it back.
At least it's the Plus.
No.
Yeah, at least it's the Plus. Tyler, that's still
respect. Well, Stephanie, you've seen it. You can see it.
Oh, God, no.
Happy birthday.
Oh, that's
That's a very side note. Tyler once flashed Stephanie for her birthday. He likes to do the Captain Morgan pose a lot while wearing loose boxers.
Very loose boxers. Yes. They've got to be at least like 8 years old boxers that...
Probably a hole or two in them.
Yes.
Not originally designed.
You know. He was pretty damn proud of himself. I was on the bottom of the steps talking to him. He's on the top of him, and she just
wanted to go to the zoo for her birthday.
That's so my wife.
She got a face full of balls.
Not at the time she
not at the time
wasn't.
I wasn't. I'm going to segue on out of that and talk about
what you've been watching.
What you been watching?
Go throw up real quick.
Hey, don't.
Sorry.
I mean, you're just like making it like sound really bad. I mean,
it's probably all right. Like
it was.
Man.
It's like if you ever saw Brad naked on accident, would you be?
I don't really feel like I'd be that upset about it, but I'm like different. Like I don't get weird about that.
I've known Tyler for a long time, and I just. It's just weird. It was unexpected. It was really early in the morning to see somebody's balls.
Anybody's balls.
I was still in bed, I believe.
You were. From that angle and everything, it's not a very flattering angle. But I didn't even see the whole thing. It was just to the bottom part.
That's the worst part.
The elderberries.
Just the important part. Oh. Just the tip she saw.
Just the tip. She
saw just the twig. The tip. I'll giggleberry there.
Yep. So that was just
what are you?
I couldn't look at Tyler in the eyes for a while.
It was a while.
And everybody brings it up randomly.
It's called just the tip.
The dip of my balls. What are you and Brad watching?
I want to talk about, we watched recently the movie Ex Machina, which was really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
I want to watch it.
It's so good. I liked
it myself. Yeah.
It's one of those that we watched it and immediately went to bed because we didn't realize how long it was. And I had the weirdest ass dreams afterwards. But it has such a good reveal, and I really love, it's the same guy that did 28 Days Later. I don't know if you've seen that. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of the same feel of it.
Yeah.
And I really like the same writer.
It's got your boo in it, too.
It does. It does. Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Yeah. I'll let you in on something. It's pronounced Donal.
You're stupid.
Donal.
Shush.
Donal.
I heard him say it in an interview. It's Donal.
I heard it in an interview, and they said Domhnall.
Donal.
Well, Donal.
It's a pretty hard name.
Donal.
But I love him.
Like a donut hole, but like if you're country. Donal. Go give me some of them donuts.
It's spelled D-O-H-N-A-L-L, right?
D-O-M.
Yeah.
It's
D-O-M-N.
D-O-M-N-H-A-L-L. Like I used to say Domhnall or Domhnall.
You dumb American.
Domhnall.
I just say it quickly so you don't have to use here Gleason.
Donal.
Anyways, it has him in it, and it's great. And then
General Hux.
He's from quite a few things that I really like.
That movie is also actually written by one of my favorite writers, Alex Garland, who wrote The Beach. And, like, I guess he adapted the screenplay for this movie. And it's pretty good. Like, the twist is awesome.
I always forget he did The Beach, too.
Yep. Mm.
The Beach and 28 Days Later were directed by...
The Beach. Mm-hmm. What a good movie.
I've actually never seen The Beach.
The book is a lot better.
The book is better, but The Beach... The movie is also
I meant
awesome.
Book.
No, you didn't.
Tilda Swinton.
Because that ending... Mm.
Is she in it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who she was back then.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. He's in it. Yep. They're both in there.
Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, Ron mentions that. Never mind.
Never mind.
I feel like that's been going around a lot lately, of Leonardo DiCaprio not winning an Oscar.
Aww. Sad.
The funny meme of the bear from The Revenant winning the Oscar instead of Leonardo DiCaprio. Which is great.
I saw a picture of him drawing in the Titanic. drawing an Oscar.
Yeah.
But like, if there's anybody who deserves it, it's definitely him. Like, he's done a ton of good roles that really,
true,
really Academy. Like,
yeah, but I also wanted to mention that I'm also reading the graphic novel Ex Machina. It's not related to the movie at all, but it's also really good.
Hmm.
So I'd recommend it. It's by one of my favorite comic writers, which is Brian K. Vaughan. He wrote a great series called Why the Last Man and Saga, and just a bunch of series that I really enjoy. So I definitely say check it out. It is not related to the movie at all, but it's still really good.
Yeah.
So, Brad, what are you up to?
So, I have lately, after going to this retro game night, I really wanted to go back and play a game that I've heard so much about, but I've never got a chance to play, and that is Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Pause for Drew's reaction, and go.
Drew is excited about this game. I can see it in his eyes.
Or insulted that you haven't played it yet.
I was shocked that he hadn't played it yet.
This is one of the few that I've never played and beaten. And I hear it's arguably the best one. You know, definitely
my favorite Zelda game. One of the greatest video games ever made.
Well, I just never got a chance to. I mean, I didn't own it when I was a kid. Games used to cost like $70 back in the day. My allowance was like maybe $5.
He spent it all on his waterbed, so...
Hey.
Patches for the waterbed. Every week, his allowance.
My waterbed was $70, so... I had to make a choice.
Well, that was about the age when you start, you know...
Yeah, being financially stable on your own.
It's not what I was
going for. I mowed the neighbor's yard. $20 a week, so... I did pretty good for myself, guys.
I did very well there.
I did very well for myself.
I did very well there. Go on.
But yeah, I should start playing it sooner. It's really good.
I told this to Brad already, but I wish I could be playing that game for the first time ever at this age. I feel like that would be the greatest. To experience that for the first time would be so
You think
amazing.
You'd like it as much?
It's so. Tough.
I mean, if I had my entire history of video games being the same minus just that one game, yes, I would love it. But if I hadn't played that as a child, my life would probably be completely different.
True.
So,
yeah. Well.
True, Drew.
I'm only so far into it, but yeah, so far it's really, really good. And I feel like the weird thing is that a lot of more recent Zelda games that have come out have kind of mimicked it.
Well, Link Between Worlds obviously takes place in the same world.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely it. They're starting to go back to that. But.
She's excited and wants to be included because we've been sitting around for too long.
So, Link Between Worlds.
So, the real story is. Don't wait so long to play the games that you want to play.
Yes.
Innocence lost.
Don't let the time pass you.
If you have very limited funds and can only spend $60, spend it on Zelda.
Not a waterbed.
Hey,
waterbeds are probably like $60 nowadays.
My new thing is
they're
that
giving them away.
I also love that waterbed. So, yeah, choose a waterbed.
How do you dispose of a waterbed?
Playing Zelda on a waterbed.
Just pop it.
How do you even move a waterbed?
Well, so my parents needed a pool afterwards, so it's kind of like...
Save them on their water bill for sure.
Exactly. Man, two birds, one stone, I win.
Mm-hmm.
Two birds, one mattress.
Or one pool. It was above ground.
Oh, yeah.
Well, before we close out, I want to give a quick shout out to two pretty legendary people that we lost in the span of the last time we recorded.
Legendary.
One being David Bowie. We love you.
We love you, David Bowie.
Davis.
A Goblin Prince.
And the other is Alan Rickman, and it was a pretty hard week. It was like a span of like it was literally like within a week, right?
Both?
Like they
yeah.
both died
like 2 days,
and they were both 69, and it was just
both of cancer,
both English,
both of cancer, both English. It was a very rough start. I thought 2016 was going to be a lot better, cool. And then Celine Dion's husband. You know, I mean, it's just
there's
rough.
A lot of people. Dying of cancer lately, I feel like.
Well, it just kind of makes you, like, think about, like, all of the musicians or actors and stuff who are around that age. Like, the next 5 years, 5 to 7 years are going to be really rough. Like, it's going to be real rough.
Too bad Jeff Goldblum's going to live forever.
Phew. Dodge that bullet.
But we love both of you. You're in our hearts and hearts of everyone everywhere forever and ever.
And you're washing over us. Pods and rack.
Yes. Nice bringing it back. you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Pods and Rec, PODSANDREC. You can also follow me personally at Tambourine Tam with two M's, Tambourine TAMM.
You can follow me at Among the Atmosphere on Instagram.
Drew, can we follow you anywhere?
I have kind of like every social media account that can exist, but you would be wasting your time following me because I don't use any of
them. You don't ever post on any of them. No. Except Snapchat,
just
right?
Just follow Paz and Rick.
Yeah, thanks, Drew.
Very Ron Swanson of you.
You can't really follow Brad anywhere. He lives in the wind.
He's our Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
But we also have...
I bury all my money in the backyard.
And eats breakfast food all the time.
All the time.
That's more of a Randy Quaid thing from Vegas Vacation.
From his real life.
In real life.
Yeah. Old crazy Randy.
But we also have an email. You can send love, comments, requests, suggestions, and more love, too. It's podsandrec@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, send us your love. Send us everything. Well, Drew, thank you so much for coming. We hope you come back.
Yes, I had a good time. Yeah. Thank you very much for having
me. Thank you.
Now it's the right time.
Nailed it.
I was able to come back for seconds.
You crushed it.
You stuck the landing.
Whoa, hey,
still recording Oh, shush. Never mind.
What a way to close out, Drew. We love you.
Actually,
bye.
Go ahead and throw a shout out to Straight Chillin' because they also watched Ex Machina recently.
But do they listen to Pods and Rec?
They do.
Ooh.
We'll find out. Tune in next week.
Tune in next week, Rob Knopf. Where are you?
Hashtag Rob
Knopf. Bye. We also have a special guest for next week. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye.
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 Took it all too far. But boy, could he play guitar.